Hello, Jeremy, can you hear us?
Yep, gotcha.
Okay, 10-4, why don't you walk us through your Coca-Cola 600 victory tonight?
Yeah, that was obviously the longest race of the year. So we had a decent qualifying effort. We found an issue after qualifying that we needed to repair, so we started in the back and kind of made it harder on ourselves. But, we just steadily worked our way up there all day. Finally, in the last stage, felt like we had a shot at it. If we could get out front, we felt like, we were capable of leading for a while. We were a little better short run than we were long run, and the nine eventually got by us. And, we kind of talked through our options of what do you do if, and we'd already kind of made our decision. If we got that late caution, we were going to stay out and take a shot at it. It's so important to win a race, and it's hard to give up the front row at the end of these things. So, it's a tough call when you're the leader. I don't envy that position, and I'm not surprised that they pitted. It's a tough call, and it's a hard call to make. And we just committed to taking the front row and taking a shot at the restart. And there's not many people I'd rather have in that situation than Brad, and he took advantage of it.
Well, the first question will come from Steve Conley of PRN. Go ahead, Steve.
Jeremy, obviously, a lot of people have talked at the beginning of the season. They were wondering how your relationship with Brad was going to work. You guys had success in the Xfinity Series. How do you feel that has grown? And with the delay and the shutdown of the COVID-19, what was your communication like with Brad during that time?
We stayed in touch a lot, actually, over the break, and just tried to plan ahead and think about things that we needed to do to get better as a team, and the things that, we would need to work on our cars to be better. And, you go back to Xfinity days. Yeah. We won a bunch of races and a couple championships working together. And he was a big part of everything that we did with the Xfinity program and building that program into what it still is today. And, there's always been a good trust and a good relationship with him. And, I know where he's coming from. I feel like we understand each other well, and we've always worked together well, and it was kind of like we hit the ground running again. And, it took a couple races to figure out the feel that he needed in the cars and what we needed to do better for him. And I feel like we've been getting a lot closer with that every week. And, Darlington, I felt like we got really close at the end of that one and felt like we put ourselves in position again today. And to keep doing that, sooner or later, you just hope you're going to do what we did today and be in the right spot at the right time.
Our next question will come from Jim Utter. Go ahead with your question, Jim.
Congrats, Jeremy. I was just wondering, throughout the evening, it appeared that track position was going to be crucial. Did it surprise you that Chase Elliott and them decided to pit? I know you mentioned you were kind of prepared for different strategies, but with only two laps left and how critical track position was, did it play out like you thought, or were you unsure what they would do?
Yeah, it's tough. You never want to be the leader in that situation. It's the hardest call because you feel like you're a sitting duck if you stay out. You feel like if you feel like everybody's going to do the opposite of what you do. And there's times where everybody pits and surprises you and you're sitting there with no tires if you stay out. So, we've had a couple races already this year where we wished we'd have stayed out in certain scenarios, and we kind of made a pact that we were going to be aggressive. And, we felt like that was a situation where we needed to be aggressive and stay out and take a shot at it.
And, on Wednesday night's race coming up, much shorter in length, do you expect a higher intensity, and do you think the strategy calls will be even more unpredictable?
I think a lot of that is going to depend on what happens with the PJ1 and if it gets reapplied after the races that we're going to see the next couple nights. And, it's certainly, to your point, the shorter races seem to have a different level of intensity because you just don't have time to give up track position or to get track position. So you got to, be aggressive early and try to get yourself up front and stay there.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Sterling Siemens. Go ahead, Sterling.
Jeremy, was there any question as to whether or not to bring Brad down pit road during that final caution?
Not from us, no. I mean, like I said, Las Vegas was a race that we pitted at the end and felt like, in hindsight, we really should have stayed out and took a shot at it. Like, if you can be on the front row, you got a chance. And, we felt like we kind of talked about it going into the weekend and said, if we get in that opportunity, like, there's no question what we're doing. We're going to take a shot at it. And, So there was no real discussion about it. We both kind of said the same thing and went on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our next question will come from Jonathan Fell. Go ahead with your question, Jonathan.
Hey, Jeremy, congrats on the win tonight. I just want to ask about sort of the grooves moving up more and more as the night went along. How did you chase that, and what was the feedback that Brad was giving to you?
Yeah, so, you know, the traction compound, you know, it needs a little bit of heat to work. And obviously with the rain delay, we got later into the night, you know, kind of getting the race started. And, you know, it needs heat to make traction. It needs, you know, and these cars running on it, it needs track temp. So that's why it seems to get better and better and better until you finally wear it out. And, you know, I don't think we ever got to the point where we wore it out up there. But that's why I say that the Wednesday race will have a lot to do with whether or not they put it back down or you know, add to it or whatever. But honestly, there's a lot of communication there. Coleman Presley does a great job spotting and letting Brad know, you know, where he sees people running in it, how many cars are running in it, you know, like, is it successful? Is it not? You know, is it working yet or not? So there's a lot of communication on the spotter side that, you know, keeps Brad in the loop of what's going on.
Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question will come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead with the question, Lee.
Thank you. Just wanted to ask you, Jeremy, you've worked with Brad in the past, but what have you learned about him throughout this process, the time that you've spent together this year as Cup crew chief and driver that perhaps you didn't know in the past?
I can't say I'm really surprised about a whole lot. You know, I think the biggest difference in with Brad from when we worked together before is, you know, obviously he's married with a couple kids and, you know, has some other business interests and things like that, but he's still just as passionate about winning races and still about the sport. And, you know, that part hasn't changed at all. And, you know, he's driven and he's hungry and he wants to do well. And that's what led us to be successful back then. And hopefully we can build on this.
Thanks, Jeremy. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead, Jeff. Jeff, we cannot hear you, my friend. One more time. Oh, sorry, we cannot hear you. We'll move on to Nick Lewis. Nick, go ahead with your question.
First of all, congratulations on your Coca-Cola 600 win. My question is, what are the chances, especially with the race on Wednesday being at night as well, what are the chances that you bring the same car back on Wednesday? And if you do, what adjustments are you going to need to make with the invert? You guys will be starting towards mid back.
Yeah, I don't anticipate bringing the same car back. You know, I think we certainly could, but we've already put a lot of time and effort into the car that we plan on bringing Wednesday, and had guys at the shop working on it today. So, you know, it's almost ready to go, and I feel like our cars are built close enough, and that we can apply some of the things we learned to that one and just go race it on Wednesday. You know, I think the starting in the 20th thing, you know, I guess that's one of the upsides of starting in the back today is we kind of have some experience of what it took to get to the front and to get up through traffic. So hopefully we can apply some of what we learned for that to apply for Wednesday night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Jeremy, the question we had from Jeff was, how proud of the number two team are you that you were able to make adjustments to the car, start from the back, and end up in victory lane, all while dealing with the challenges of social distancing?
Yeah, it's, you know, the social distancing part, it's really strange. You know, we're at Charlotte. You know, this is a race where normally, you know, when you win here, you've got not only the drivers' wives and families, but so many of the team guys' wives and families and girlfriends and, you know, moms and dads and, you know, all kinds of people here with you to celebrate and, you know, not to mention having no fans. So it's a little bit of a surreal experience, but I'm super proud of this team. You know, I feel like I got one of the best teams in the garage. I'll put them up against anybody. I got the best engineers in the sport, you know, the mechanics and the pit crew, I'll put them up against anybody. And we've been building this program for a while, and, you know, it's all the same folks that we worked with Ryan, and, you know, we're working with Brad now, but, you know, we knew that when we got paired up with Brad, that there was a lot of experience there to leverage and make our team better. And, you know, this is a great start for us. And we were already kind of trending in the right direction, and to get a win this early, and hopefully we can just get a few more and make a run at a championship.
Well, Jeremy, as surreal as it seems, you are a Coca-Cola 600 winner. Congratulations on the triumph, and good luck on Wednesday night.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight for the post-race press conference. As a reminder, we will have audio, video, transcripts of these availabilities available on NASCARmedia.com. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night after the NASCAR Xfinity race, live from Charlotte Motor Speedway. Take care now. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Matt.
Nathan from Chevrolet.
Thanks, Matt.
Jimmy and Chase,
can you give me Chase?